Defiant Children. When Your Kid Isn't Just Difficult. Written by Brittany Forrester. Narrated by Hadi Hajar. What is Oppositional Defiant Disorder? Oppositional Defiant Disorder, ODD, is the most common clinical disorder in children and adolescents, with a prevalence of 6.5% in adolescents. Children and adolescents with ODD struggle with respecting authority and often display animosity, noncompliance, and negativity towards those in authority. Conduct disorder, CD, has a prevalence of 2.2% in adolescents, but is considered to have more severe behavioral symptoms than ODD. Children and adolescents, typically with CD, behave in ways that disrespect social norms and the rights of others, demonstrating aggression towards people, animals, and property, as well as engaging in deceit. A diagnosis of CD often follows a previous diagnosis of ODD in early childhood. Earlier onset of CD, ODD, is correlated with the development of antisocial personality disorder, substance-related disorders, increased rates of drug use, tobacco and alcohol, mood disorders, anxiety disorders, somatoform disorders, and higher accident rates. Additionally, CD, ODD diagnoses are often comorbid with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD diagnosis. ADHD is a neurological disorder involving inattentiveness and/or hyperactive and impulsive behaviors that appear before the age of 12 years. Until recently, these three disorders were classified together as disruptive behavior disorders in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, and are still quite commonly referred to as externalizing disorders. They also share several distinct neurological and physiological characteristics, including executive functioning deficits and hyporesponsivity to stressors. An individual who has been diagnosed with CD, ODD, has a prognosis for low levels of success in school settings and later employment success. In considering treatment for individuals diagnosed with CD and ODD, the impact on society increases as the child ages and the resources required increase exponentially. It has been estimated that by the time children with CD reach 28 years of age, they access 10 times the amount of public government-funded services as those without CD, totaling an estimated $140,000 in additional services for each individual with CD. Research suggests that most effective treatments for children with CD-ODD focus not on symptomology, but on factors, such as parenting, that promote the development of these disorders. Some researchers have made the claim that intrafamilial social processes and familial risk factors are of primary importance when considering CD-ODD development. Carr's wide-ranging review reported that family-based interventions are effective for externalizing behavior problems. Attachment theory provides a sound theoretical framework for the development of CD-ODD in consideration of these intrafamilial social processes and familial risk factors. Insecure attachments produce deficits in affective functioning, precisely empathetic functioning and modulation of unpleasant emotional states. They create an ideal risk factor for the development of CD-ODD. Attachment insecurity will not on its own lead to conduct disorder. Associations with ODD. Though emotion socialization and emotion regulation were the focus of the present study, psychological analysis demonstrates that children's liability and ADHD symptoms also play a role in children's ODD symptoms. Particularly, pretreatment liability and ADHD symptoms were linked to post-treatment ODD symptoms. These elements are consistent with the clinical presentation of ODD, in that it is highly comorbid with ADHD and is characterized by inflexible emotional expression. These findings indicate that children's emotional liability and other externalizing behaviors play a role in children's treatment response, and that there are proper treatment outcomes for children diagnosed with ADHD and those who are more emotionally volatile. Predicting ODD. Some people ask if the ODD is predictable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?